Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's one of the real feel-good stories on the IU sports beat for women's tennis coach and good friend Ramiro Asqui. Watching Croatian Lara Masic and Lara Schneider, a portal transfer from Florida State, winning the recent IGA Ohio Valley Regional Championship down in Tennessee. And now, with that tournament win, the ladies qualifying for this weekend's national finals, the ITA Fall Championships out in San Diego, California, where the best of the best are gathering.
The chemistry and the energy that they were providing, that was just really special. You know, they've been only practicing together for 2 weeks before that tournament, and that was the first tournament that they played together. So to be able to do that and be able to go and win the tournament at the regional and be able now to go to a national event, really exciting for our program. They are very, very talented players, both of them. They both have their strengths, and actually their strengths match really well working together.
Veteran IU women's tennis coach Ramiro Asqui on his duo competing for a national championship in San Diego this weekend. Pacers host the Knicks tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. Our thought for the day, know how to live the time that is given you. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, until further notice, Donovan is the guy. That was the message from Tom Allen Monday after Donovan McCulley, the true freshman, threw for a freshman record 242 yards in that loss in Maryland. For sure, as the game went on, we did see a solid sign of competitiveness within this young man. And his offensive coordinator, Nick Sheridan, was telling us,
I was just proud of his mentality. You know, I think he's a competitive kid. You know, great competitors, they just keep swinging. I mean, they keep playing, they keep fighting, they keep, you know, trying to get first downs and score points and make throws and run and you name it. So I thought it was a process. I definitely thought that he settled down as the game went on. And I think he's improved each day since he's been here, and certainly, you know, here in the last few weeks, just throughout practice, that's going to be important for him, you know, the growth that he makes day to day.
That's offensive coordinator Nick Sheridan, scheduled to be on the sidelines again at Michigan on Saturday night. Pacers off that strong win against San Antonio the other night, try to make it two in a row, hosting the Knicks pregame, Mark Boyle tonight at 6:30. Our thought for this Wednesday and all of our deeds, the proper value and respect for time determines success or failure. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.